Good evening. We would like to thank you all so much for spending Christmas Eve with us here at Anchor Baptist Church, and a Merry Christmas to you all. We do hope that you enjoy this evening that we have prepared. We're going to be worshiping and celebrating the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ with readings from the scriptures, as well as the singing of Christmas carols, and we'll also be presenting musical numbers to you this evening. So we're really grateful that you have taken time out of your very, very busy schedules to spend it with us this evening. And our hope is that your heart will be blessed with the presentation that we bring you this evening.
And with those preliminaries out of the way, welcome once again. Let's take our hymnal and turn to page 194. Page 194, start off the Christmas Eve services with Joy to the World. Page 194, please stand with me. Page 201, O come, all ye faithful, now sing out.
Luke 1, 1 through 4. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind, what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Let's take our hymnals and turn to page 197. Page 197, remain seated, and we'll sing "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear."
Thank you. Reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was the governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
Take our hymnals and turn to page 193. Page 193, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Sing out.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with men is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, worship.
The scripture reading is Luke 2, verses 8 through 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Let's take our hymnals and turn to page 196. Page 196. Angels we have heard on high. Turn to page 213. Page 213, the first Noel. Stand with me on this one. Page 213. be seated.
Our next scripture passage is Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 35. Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 35. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
Thank you. like to take just a moment to say a big thank you to all of those who came, and you are not regular attenders here at Anchor Baptist Church, and we're glad to have a lot of visitors with us. And I hope that when you came tonight, you came to focus on the whole purpose of the Christmas season. You know, when I was a kid, I remember I used to absolutely love Christmas, and Christmas meant cookies at Grandma and Grandpa's house. It meant going up north and sometimes seeing snow on the ground. It was a time when there was beautiful decoration in our town, and I remember driving through the towns and seeing all these beautiful decorations. It's a wonderful time of the year. But the truth is, in light of all of the things that we've heard tonight, I think a lot of times we forget what the real purpose of this whole season is all about. And what I'd like to do is share with you one simple verse that really takes the entire season and it lays it out in a very simple way for us to understand. And that verse is John 3:16. I'm going to read the verse to you, and then I'm just going to explain to you very simply what the verse means and how it applies, really how it explains what this season is all about. Here's what John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That verse tells us exactly what Christmas is all about. Let me break it down this way. The first two words are this: for God. This season is really all about God. The reality is that it is God's plan, it is God's desire to bring people to repentance, faith, and ultimately to have their sins forgiven, where they can have a home forever with God in heaven. That's God's plan. God created this season because he wants people to be saved. He wants people to spend all of eternity with him. Every person that's in this room, God wants you to know him personally, to have your sins forgiven, where you can have a personal relationship with him that lasts forever. And that's really where the verse begins. For God. He's the center of this whole season. The second two words are important. It says he so loved. The reality is that this verse tells us what it was that motivated God to do what he did. It was his love. And I want you to think about who God loves. You know, I'm a father. I have five kids. My mom and dad are here. I'm really thankful to have my family here. I look out among the people here and I see a lot of families. You know, you love your children. You love your spouse. You love your family members, but you know you love them in spite of who they are, don't you? You know what I'm talking about? We've heard a lot of babies crying tonight. And I'm not saying that to complain. I'm glad to hear the babies. One of them was mine. And Scott, you did a great job, man. Scott, you got the baby calmed down. Good job. She's sleeping right now. You know, being a parent's a really tough thing. You don't realize that when you're a kid. But once you have a child, you realize, wow, there's a lot of long nights. There's a lot of crying and fussing. There's a lot of embarrassing stories. We get to tell them later. It's tough. Being a parent's a tough thing. But you love your children as a choice. And the reality is that God chose to love us. Every person in this room, God loves you. The reality is that this season is here to remind us that there's a God in heaven who loves people. He cares about their souls. He wants them to know him. He wants them to spend eternity with him forever. He wants to forgive their sins. God so loved. The next two words is the world. That tells us who it was that God loved. God loved every person in this room and every person outside those walls, people who care about God and people who don't, people that believe in his existence and people that reject his existence. The reality is it doesn't matter what a person's opinion is toward God, he cares about them. And this season is really here to tell us that God loved the world. Then it tells us what he did. It says that he gave his only begotten Son. We've heard the entire Christmas story basically read tonight. From the beginning where it's announced that Mary is going to become pregnant with a son, a child, and that child is Emmanuel, God with us. From that point all the way down through this old man Simeon holding that child in the temple and basically telling Mary, I have seen the salvation of Israel. I'm holding in my hands the one that God has sent to redeem his people. But as a mother, you're going to experience pain. He didn't use these words, but we know it now. You're going to see your son go to the cross. And he's going to die for the sins of mankind. In other words, I'm holding the Savior But he's a Savior who's going to die so that our sins can be forgiven. But what does that do? It tells us that there's no greater gift in all the world than that God sent his only begotten Son into the world. He then tells us this, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. That last part of the verse is very, very important because it not only tells us that God loves people and that God sent the greatest gift that could have ever been sent. He sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But it tells us that we are responsible to respond to the message that God has sent us about his Son. In other words, it's not just that Jesus died for our sins and he rose from the dead, but the reality is we have to choose personally to trust in what he did for us. It's kind of like this Christmas season where tomorrow we'll have lots and lots of gifts that will be opened up. And little kids are going to be so excited, they're going to tear open those boxes and then they're going to play with the box while you look at the toy that you bought. Now hopefully they'll play with the toy and not break it tomorrow. But the reality is, if you gave those little kids, or you gave your spouse, or someone very special to you, you give them a gift, and you say, here, I've paid for this for you, I want you to take it, and they look you in the eye and say, I don't want it. How'd you feel? You feel insulted? Maybe angry? Very disappointed? You'd feel personally offended? There's a lot of different ways we could describe how we'd feel, but the reality is that that's what God did for us. He sent his Son. He sent him to die on the cross for our sins, to rise triumphant over death and the grave. And he says, I give him to you as a gift. You can have eternal life. You can have your sins forgiven. You can spend eternity with me. You have to receive the gift by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I ask you this simple question tonight. Have you received the gift by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ? Or is he standing there presenting the gift to you and says, it's available to you. Jesus died for your sins. He rose from the dead. You can be saved. Will you receive the gift? And you say, not this year. Don't do that. If you don't know for certain that you've trusted Christ as your Savior, please don't leave this place without getting that matter settled. This is a very simple verse, perhaps one of the most well-known verses in all of the Bible. Let me read it again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Have you received the gift of salvation by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ? If you haven't, I hope that this Christmas season is when you'll do that. You know, it's been a wonderful evening, and I'd like us to bow together for a word of prayer, and I'd like us to thank God for sending his Son into the world so that he could be born, so that he could ultimately go to the cross and die for our sins, rise from the dead, and provide for us salvation. Let's thank him for this season and this gift. And let's thank him for the wonderful evening we've had, listening to beautiful music, expressing worship and praise to God through beautiful hymn singing, and listening to the scriptures being read. Let's bow together for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are so grateful that in your tremendous love for mankind, sinners who are broken and separated from you, you sent your Son. You sent him to be born of the Virgin Mary. You sent him ultimately to come and to go to the cross where he would die for the sins of mankind so that we could be forgiven, so that we could receive eternal life. And you provide for us a free gift called salvation. It's available to whosoever will receive it by trusting in the finished work of Jesus. Father, we pray that if anyone here is not trusted in Christ's finished work, that this day would be a day of reflection, a day where they are convinced that they need to do that and that they will choose to trust in the finished work of Christ. Pray that you would bring them to that point through your tremendous grace. We thank you for the sweet time we've had together tonight. May you bless this Christmas season and each person that's here. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. If you could take your hymn books out, we're going to sing one more song. The song is hymn 219, Silent Night. We're going to sing the first and the second verses together with the piano, but we're going to sing the last verse a cappella. And it's a wonderful, wonderful hymn together. Let's stand together, please, and sing hymn 219, Silent Night. Verses 1 and 2 with the instruments, and verse 4 a cappella. Here we go.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so
song. Let's close in prayer. We also have some gifts in the back for our children, so make sure that the kids get that, and then it's first come, first serve after that. Okay. Okay, also I wanted to mention, if you purchased a poinsettia in memory of someone, please do pick that up tonight. So if you purchased a poinsettia, please make sure that you pick that up tonight as well. Okay? Let's go ahead and bow together for a word of prayer. Father, what a wonderful season. I thank you for the gift of this season where we remember that the Lord Jesus Christ came and was born into the world ultimately to die for our sins. Father, we thank you for this time where we can celebrate the incarnation. We thank you for this season where we can spend together with family and friends, and we can relax and set aside the busyness of our schedules to focus on friendship and family and the opportunity to rejoice in the Savior. I pray that you bless our evening, give us safety as we head to our separate places, and bless our fellowship as we head to our separate places. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.